Today being the sixth day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 7th April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa a.s., the tafsir organized by the Tijaniya, by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Amadibele University Zara chapter, in the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of Amadibele University Zara, continues from the 43rd ayah of Surah Sabah. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Qaynah will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا تتلى عليهم that wishes to come and stay between you and your what your forefathers have taught you and you are used to. What your forefathers used to do, he wants to come and stop and block you from your forefathers' ways of life. وَقَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ مُفْتَرًا. Not only him, even what he has brought is nothing but fabrication from Allah. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ Those believers, they say to the truth when it comes to them, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ This is nothing but bewitching, sorcery, magic. Here, Allah has told us before, وَإِذَا حَضَرَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَٰذَا غَافِلِينَ تَقُولُ إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ أَوَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ All every human being before coming to this world in عالم الذرة Allah took covenant with him وَإِذَا حَضَرَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ From your father, from the back, all the souls are brought out. And Allah will ask them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Lord? They will all answer in reason, بَلِي You are our Lord. Initially, nobody could answer. The Prophet will answer. Then all other messengers of Allah will answer. The awliya of Allah, they will answer. Then the righteous servants of Allah, they will answer. Then other Muslims will answer. So don't come to me on the day of judgment and say that you have forgotten. That's why whenever any person is coming to this world, Allah will give him the innate character to know that he is created by God. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا سَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ سَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ Why you ask people who created the firmament, the earth and the firmament and the earth? They will say Allah. Who is it that bring rain from the sky and bring it down for you to allow your things to grow up? They say Allah. Who created you? They say Allah. Then Anayipakun, what is taking you off from the truth? Now they are now accusing the Prophet and they are accusing what he has brought. قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا رَجُلٌ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَسُدَّكُمْ أَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُكُمْ What your father, the traditions of your father is better than what he is trying to come and block you from. Up to today, this thing is with us. When you see people doing something that is not according to the ways of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you ask them to stop it, what will they tell you? Oh, this is what people are doing. This is what is done. If we don't do it now, our people are going to say, why don't we do it like this? This is what our people used to do it. This is how your people used to do it, we know. If it's something good, the Prophet will not ask you not to do it. If it's something evil, the Prophet will not allow you to do it, so don't do it. There are some things that they look good, but they will bring difficulties on the community. Then you don't have to engage in it. You want to go and marry a woman. You go there. They ask you, you have to bring so many bottles of wine, so many of this, this one of this. You ask them, what is the reason for this? No, it's our tradition. It's our tradition. You need to understand the Kum'ammakani Abu Abba'ana. It's our tradition. This tradition, how sensible is it? Is it everybody that getting married in this village that can do this? And alcohol is haram. Would I do it? All this is there. Till today, there are those that even come to the university, their aim is to stand to defend so-called tradition. This tradition you want to defend, ask yourself, what is the common sense behind it? What is the meaning of tradition? The culture you met your father doing. Why do you select traditions to continue and traditions not to continue? Why is it that it's only those traditions that Allah says is bad, that you stand your feet, that you must continue? For example, you come from a place where traditionally your forefathers, they are farmers. They wear only pants to the farm. This is how you have had them doing. Will you today also go say, that's our tradition. You will wear pants and you will be a farmer. You came from a place where the tradition there was that All journeys are done by leg, by foot. Only the powerful people can travel long distances. Then you are lucky, you are somebody who is built and strong and hefty. Come, there is now a car, it will take you. Say, no, it's tradition of my father, I will not enter any car. You say this. What you should do is whenever you are asked to do something, look at it. If it's better than your tradition, throw away your tradition, take it. No matter the tradition that you have, it can be better than the tradition of your first father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who is a prophet. It can be better than the tradition of your second father, and maybe Nuh, who is a prophet. Don't just say, call ma kana rajul yurid an yasum dana amma kana abu dawa amu akalu ma hadha illa ifkun muftara. Then the message that the prophet brings, you look at it, you say it is nothing but publication against Allah subhanallah. How can this Quran be publication? Did you study the Quran giving you laws how to live your life, how the world is created? All these things are stated there. To where is your own book? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ. Then those that disbelieve, they will say, with regards to the truth, لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ that comes to them, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِهِرٌ مُبِينٌ. This is nothing but bewitching. He is among us. When he goes and he says, this is a witch, we cannot say.
وَمَا
we have never sent to them a book that is with them now, that they are studying, that they say, oh, this is the truth, what you brought is false. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ قَبْلَكَ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ. We have neither also sent to them before you a prophet. Let us take our country for example, in Nigeria, or we take Africa as a whole for example. Was there any prophet that came that we know before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. Even though there was Christianity, apart from Ethiopia and that area, Christianity was not known in Africa before Islam. Islam was in Africa long. Christianity only came when colonial masters initially came to take us as slaves before finally resulting to colonialism. Before slavery, people did not know about Christianity. You will see here, one of the first Christians today in the South is called Ajay Kravi, someone Ajay Kravi. These are one of the first Christians that have knowledge. Whereas you go to people like El Kanemi, who have been there for hundreds of years, that are from Borno, are Nigerians who are Muslims. Islam is known to be in Nigeria for close to 1,000 years, over 1,000 years in Borno. In Kano, at least over 800 to 900 years. Before Islam came, is there any African or any Nigerian that his forefather can read and write? Islam is the first religion to bring the art of reading and writing to Africa. And when it came, it did not enslave anybody. It did not tell anybody, you'll be slave. It only brought Islam, brought trade, brought worshipping, brought a new way of life, brought better food, and the rest. But when the whites were going to come, they came first of all to enslave. After the slavery was going on, the Christianity followed it. After the Christianity followed it, then colonialism followed it. Why? You are saying this tradition of your forefather. Where is it written? Is it in any book? Like some people in some villages, they want to do masquerade. They will wear dirty things. They will go to shrines, slaughter dogs, slaughter things that are dirty, and eat it like that. And you can say this is tradition. Where is it? Do you have any book? Wama ayte na mukutu min yadu sunnah. Also makas la like that. Allah is asking, is it that there was any book that was given to you? You are reading in it. This is how it is. Wama asarna ilayhi qablaka min nadhir. Or was there a warner that came to you before? Was there a prophet that came to you before that said this, that you can call his name? Let any tribe in Nigeria today say, 500 years ago, this was our own messenger. Nobody. Therefore, listen to this man. Don't just put everything to life. Wama asarna ilayhi qablaka min nadhir.
وكذب الذين من قبلهم وما بلغوا معشار ما آتيناهم فكذبوا رسلي فكيف كان نكير.
وكذب الذين من قبلهم وما بلغوا معشار ما آتيناهم فكذبوا رسلي فكيف كان نكير. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling the Quraysh, the people of Makkah, فكذب الذين من قبلهم. فكذب الذين من قبلهم. There are those nations before you that put their prophets to lie. These nations, وما بلغوا من أشار ما آتيناهم. They, you, the Quraysh, you are not up to one tenth of the tenth of what we give them. وَكَذَّبُوا رُسُلِي. They belied our messengers. وَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرَ. What was the result, what was the end of their inkar, of their denial, when I also decided to deny them, what was the end of it? Here, there are two translations here. وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ here, some ulama said, is going back to the Quraysh. Some people say, no, it's going back to those before them. If it's going back to the Quraysh, then the monumentous proof that Allah has given you in the Quran with this prophet, none of them has ever had it. So why would we not call it Muslim? If it's going back to them, then these people were much stronger than you. They were stronger, they were heftier, they lived longer life. And if you were those, prayed for 950 years. Allah is not illa 950 years. Then what are you? What is your reason for refusing the prophet? If it is because you think you have children, you have something, your children are not taking you closer to Allah. These people have more children than you. They are heftier than you. They are stronger than you. Look at people of Ad. Look at people of Iram. Iram azat al imad. Allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad. Wa thamud alladhina jabu safar bil wad. Their kind have never been created after them. Allah is telling all this. وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ وَكَذَّبُوا رُسُلِي. They belied our messengers. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرَ. When the punishment came, what was their end? The end was not good.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِظُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَى تتفكروا ما بصاحبكم من جنة إن هو إلا نذير لكم بين يدي عذاب شديد.
قل إنما أعظكم بواحدة أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا ما بصاحبكم من جنة إن هو إلا نذير لكم بين هذه عذاب شديد. Allah is now asking the prophet to tell them, Kul, inni a'idhu bikum biwahidatin. Kul, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell them, Ya Rasulullah, a'idhu bikum biwahidatin. I am admonishing you to just do one thing, only one. Antakumu lillahi, that you should stand up to God. Mathme, two of them. Al-Qurade, or Sayyidu, each of you on his own. Qul innama a'idhukum biwahidatin. Antakumu lillahi, mathme wa qurade, summa tafakkaru. Start two of you, then each one person, then think, contemplate. You will know this. Ma bi sahibikum bin jinnati. There is nothing about demon that is affecting this your brother. This your companion, this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is nothing jinnua that is affecting him, or sihr or anything. In huwa, he is not a person except this. Nazirun lakum, a warner to you. In front of a great punishment that is going to befall some of you. This is what they asked to do. Here, Allah is always asking us that kunu kawamina lillahi shuhada abul kist. Kunu kawamina lillahi shuhada abul kist. Aw kunu kawamina abul kist shuhada lillahi. Always stand for the truth. Stand for Allah. Here, Allah has told us something that is very important. All of us should learn from it. The Prophet is asked to tell his people, Kul a'idhukum biwahidatin. Only one thing Allah is asking for. That the Prophet should tell us that he's asking for. All of us too, let's work with that one thing. One. Not more than one. What is it? Antakumu lillahi. We should stand up for Allah. We all agree Allah created us, isn't it? Then let us stand up for Him. Let's stand up. We are going to stand for Allah. When you say, Antakumu, it's not that you stand up and sit down. No. It's that you devote your strength to Allah. That's why when you said, Qad qamatis salat, salaha is you put to stand up. It means devote completely yourself to that salah. But Allah did not say here, come together. He said, no, masne, ofurade, sumatatabakkaru. This is the level. First of all, you have friends. Among these your friends, who is the closest among them of them to you? Call him. You and him stand in a place. Say, let us be sincere with it ourselves between me and you and Allah. This message that these people are talking about, is it from Allah? Let's study it, the two of him. Because when you are in a group, like in a conference or in a meeting, some people, they may say something that is wrong, but it's a view from them. They will not try to think against that view because they have said it and they feel that they should not be belittled in that public. That's why when you are in a group, some people have already taken a channel of thinking. Well, no matter what you say, he doesn't want to come back on it. Let people not say that he was not wise. But the two of you are friends. You are not shy of each other. So let us sit down. This Quran, let us look at it. Is it from Allah? Let us study it. Take any surah. Let us look at the meaning. Can this be from a human being? After the two of you have finished studying it, go each on your way. When you go, you alone now, ask yourself the truth. Allah, you created me. Study it again. This book I'm looking at, can it be from somebody else? Not in a crowd, not in the market. Masne, what were I doing? Now, each of you, single, go, sit down and think about it. After doing that, thumma tafakkaru, be thinking, contemplating. You will know this for sure. This your brother, this your companion, this your prophet that brought this book, he is nothing to do with bewitching or sorcery or trying to cheat you. It's nothing but the truth. One day, one Sahaba came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, but he came to the Prophet, first asking before he could say anything. Jesus al-Amin there. You came to ask about good character, good habit. He said, Fastafti kalbaka. Go, sit down, ask your heart. If you ask your heart, what is there is the truth. It is the good character. Even if people were to give you a lot of judgment, what your heart told you is true. Why? For Alhamaha, Fujuraha, Watakwaha. Every human being, Allah has angels that some are sending wahai to the messengers of Allah. Some are sending ilham to people that can take it. Some are being told by their thinking. Some even is true dream. That they are getting the truth. For anybody who will take this Quran and discuss it with his personal friend, or he will go alone and think about it, any surah, before you finish the surah, you will know that this is from God. In huwa illa nadhirun lakum, you will know that this is just brought to warn you, bayna yaday adhabin shadeed, in front of a painful punishment that is coming to you. In this particular statement, after the Prophet was calling to Allah, people of Quraysh were upon that, they were punishing the weak ones among them, Bilal, Yasar, and all of them. It came to a time when Hamza entered Islam. After Hamza entered, it became a different issue. People were now strong to come into Islam. One day the Quraysh were still down in Makkah. Then one of their kings among them, Utbah bin Rabi'ah, he saw the Prophet sitting down somewhere within also the Kaaba. He looked at the Prophet. He said, look, my people, said, let me go and talk to this man. If I talk to him, then maybe he will give up. But he looked at him, this man is too good. He doesn't know how to be among those fighting him. Then he stood up. He went to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, oh, the son of my uncle, I came to you. I wish to say, talk to you. Prophet ﷺ said, talk. He said, you see, since you started this thing that you started, you have broken homes. You have divided brothers. They see you abuse their idols. They see you abuse even their forefathers as if they are not intelligent. It has stuck their trade. The hope that some of them had has been dashed. Please, find a way for us to resolve this. If you want wealth, I will make sure we put up enough wealth to give you. If not, if it's kingship, I will tell them we'll turban you and you'll be a king among us. That this thing you are doing is affecting our trade, it's affecting our family, it's affecting son and brother, son and mother, they are at loggerheads. Say, please think about it. He talked. The Prophet listened. After the Prophet has finished, the Prophet said, have you finished? He said, yes. So, listen to me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hey me, Tanzeelu min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kitabun fusilat ayatuhu. قرآن عربيا لكم يا لهم بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة ما تدعونا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بينك وبينك حجاب فأمننا آمنون قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحي إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه ويل للمشركين إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون قل أئنكم تكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها بأربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان وقال هو للأرض إيتي أتونا وفرها قال تا آتينا طائعين. The prophet continued until he came to a place when he said ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. Then the Prophet prostrated. Surah Al-Fussilat. After the Prophet prostrated, Utbat was astonished. Then the Prophet said, I have heard you, you have heard me. He looked at the Prophet, he didn't know what to say. Then he went back. When they saw him coming, because the Prophet said from the beginning, and he's telling him how Allah is merciful, how he has created the firmament, how the detail of the creation, the firmament, the earth, the mountains, and at the end, don't prostrate to the sun, or the moon, or the night, or the day, or the stars, but prostrate to the one that created all of them. After he had said all this to him, the man just stood up. When he was getting back to his people, they looked at his face and said, Kai, this man coming is bewitched. His face has completely changed. He left with all the power. Look at him coming. Weak. What is happening to you? He said, look, our people. He said, yes. I have seen mad people. This man is not mad. I have seen sorcerers. This man is not a sorcerer. I have seen people that are bewitched. This man is not bewitched. We can say whatever we can say about him. What he has brought is something that we have never seen. My own advice, let us leave him. If the other people in Arab refuse to accept him and then they do away with him, then they have assisted us. If, however, he is able to go on top of all the Arabs, then it is our own pride that is from us. My own advice, let's leave him. Say, Kai, you don't know what it is. He has been with you. This is what he said. So this is the issue here. That kul inna ma a'idukum biwahidatin. All of us, not only the Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi, he said this. Every day, at the end of the day, he said, before you sleep, he said, go inside yourself and ask yourself questions. Every day. Hasabu anfusakum min qabla an tuhasabu. Is ask yourself, what am I doing? Am I correct? Since in the morning, what have you been doing? Is it correct? He said, check yourself so that tomorrow you can be better than today. When you sleep, you can make istighfar and repent to where you are wrong. This is what the Prophet is asking. Kulina ma'ayis kumi wahidatin antakum unbillahi matni wa quradi thumma tatafakkaru ma bi sahibikum min jinna in huwa illa nadhirun lakum bayna yaday adhabin shadid.
قل ما سألتكم من أجل فهو لكم إن أجلي إلا على الله وهو على كل شيء شهيد.
قل ما سألتكم من أجل فهو لكم إن أجلي إلا على الله وهو على كل شيء شهيد. قل او محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم tell them ما سألتكم من أجر I'm not asking any of you for reward or for payment for the work I'm doing. إن أجري إلا على الله my recompense, my payment is on Allah. وهو على كل شيء شهيد. He, even now that I'm talking, he is the one present before me. He's present on everything. Here, all of us know the state we are in Nigeria now. Even if you go to hospitals, to private hospitals, they will tell you how many people are being brought on daily basis that are shot, that are wounded because of this issue of Boko Haram or kidnapping or now the Ansar. All of us, we are seeing the way we are in now. If suddenly a person came, delivered Nigeria from it, stood his feet, cleared it, and we see that we are in peace again. This person, does he not deserve our reward? He deserves our reward because we are losing important people because of these things that are happening. We are losing time. Look at this strike that is going on. All this route is the same thing. Irresponsible leadership. It didn't start now. For long it has been in Nigeria. Irresponsible leadership. People that know they can't lead, they come, they want to take leadership just because of what they will get from you by force, by stealing, by cheating. The Prophet did not come to ask you for anything. In another place, Allah is saying, "Kunma alukum alayhi kunma la alukum illa muadhan fil kubay." He is not asking for anything except that he just loves his family. In another place, "Illa nashayi taqdiri narabi hisabina." Except you want to make sadaqa for the person that Allah to give to four people, not him. What is he doing with it? Sometimes the Prophet stays 3 days without cooking in his house. He doesn't send to any of the rich Muslims around, "Please, there is no food in my house, bring something to me." It's enough for us, Sayyidah Fatima, that great daughter, that great lady. The sister is married to one of the richest in Medina, Usman bin Affan, was marrying his sister, Rukaya. Zainab. But there was not a time that he sent, there's not a time he sent to her, "I don't have food in the house." There are times she will have to give her cloth to the husband, said, "Now I need to go and sell for them to feed." But he didn't go to the sister to go and beg. So these people are not, the Prophet did not come and ask us for our wealth, to give something to his relatives or to anything. He came to save us. We are close to here, about to fall, and he came and he took us from it. He's not asking for our wealth. It is irresponsible leadership that come. They feed from your purse. They go about from your purse. They gallivant all over the world from your purse. Yet, they are not willing to carry out justice among you. What is this? But look at the Prophet. He says it to us. If there is food, we eat, then he eats. If there is water, we drink, then he drinks. If there is no food, he too, he does not eat. In the Battle of Handak, there was no food. The Sahabas, out of hunger, were taking stone. They would put it in their stomach and tie it with a band so that it would not lead to ulcer. When it was getting too much, they went back to the Prophet. They didn't want to tell the Prophet, "We have nothing to eat." They were lifting their dress so that the Prophet can see that there is a stone already tied to their stomach. Out of hunger. The Prophet too did like this. And they saw it was two, the Prophet tied. So if you go to Medina at the time of the Prophet, if there is no food in Medina, go to the Prophet's house, there is no food. If there is food, you bring it out. If there is no water, there is still no water in his house. That's why sometimes, in Tabuka, for example, there was no water for anybody. The Prophet did not say, "Whoever has water, use it. Let the rest of us have it." He said, "Who has any water there remaining?" Somebody got said, "I have just little water." The Prophet put his hand inside it. That is noble hand. Raise it, and water was pouring from his hand. That's how it poured. Over 1,000 people all had their drink, gave to their animals, and took to carry. That water is better than the water in paradise. That water is better than the water in paradise. That's how the Prophet is. He came to rescue us. He's not asking us for any reward. I was sent by Allah. If anybody is going to give me reward, he's going to give me reward. And he is witnessing what is happening to me and you.
قل إن ربي يقذف بالحق علام الغيوب.
قل إن ربي يقذف بالحق علام الغيوب. O Prophet, tell them this. I have taken a soft hand in talking to them, asking them to go. Tell them this, let them know. إن ربي يقذف بالحق. O Prophet, tell them. My Lord, when he throws with force. Allahu Akbar. And he knows the unseen when he is throwing. What is the meaning of this? Today, If you want to throw with force, you take a gun. You want to shoot a bird in the sky? You are seeing the bird, you shoot. You will not get it if you aim at the bird. Why? Because you forgot there is wind in the sky. The wind is moving. It will shift your bullet a bit to not get. You have to be an experienced marksman to know how to give a gap looking at the wind before shooting so that it can get it. Allah, this Quran, this Islam, He has sent it. It will overcome the world, whether you like it or you don't like it. The Quran will one day be everywhere, whether you like it or you don't like it. Today, children, 7 years, 10 years, 16 years, they know the Quran of it. The time the Quraysh are saying this, they don't know this will happen. Because Allah is the one who shocks. He knows the hidden. Before, between that time and to the end of the world, He knows all the difficulties, all the hindrances, and how it will be overcome. He sent the Quran. That is the truth. And the love of the Prophet, the truth. The two of them, He sent them. Some people come today, they have never met the Prophet in their life. They will stay praying to see the Prophet, making salati on the Prophet. That if they were to raise people in Makkah and they see, they say, "Cut! Look at what we refuse to take." That was very close to us. So, Allah's message, whether you are a Muslim, stand up and immerse yourself into Islam. If you are not a Muslim, I advise you to take Islam. Islam is going to overcome. If you don't Islamize, you don't take religion, you will regret it, whoever you are. No matter what you get in this world, you will regret it. Because what you are holding to is falsehood. Inna Rabbi yakzur bil haq. Allah, kazafa is to choose something with force. He sent the truth with force. Allah will give, He knows all the hindrances, all the hidden things, and it will get to their point.
قل جاء الحق وما يبدئ الباطل وما يعيد.
قل جاء الحق وما يبدئ الباطل وما يعيد. The truth has come, جاء الحق. وما يبدئ الباطل. The stray or nonsense will not ever begin again. From my youth and to America. From the day the Prophet Muhammad came and said, "Iqra," even by his coming to the world, all nonsense have ended. Because when the Prophet was given back to, what happened? As far as Persia, Iran, they fire that they were worshipping, that night it went off. That fire has never been off for over 1,000 years. There is a river that is flowing, that this river wasa'asat angara buhairatuha urudda waridha biljayjihi nazami ka'anna bin nari madin ba'in min balanin wabin nari madin ma'in nisami. The river stopped flowing. This Persian king, the column that is carrying the throne, the palace, each of the column is as probably as big, as wide as this building, the column. 14 of the columns cracked. What happened? The river touched something wrong. That's why Sahib Burda was saying, he said, "Abana mawliduhu anti unsurhi yaati wa mubtada minhu muhtatami yawmun tafarrasa fihi al-fursu annahumu qad unziru bi hulul al-bus wa al-niqam wa bata iwan kisra wa huwa musaddiqun kashan ashab kisra gaira mutaini wa an-nar hamidat anfas min asafin wa an-nar sahib ayn min salami." All these miracles happened because the Prophet came to the world. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet, "Tell them, I have thrown, I have sent a message with force, you came to the world. جاء الحق وما يبدي الباطل وما يبدي ما كان باطل. In another place, he said, Ja'al haqq wa zahaqa al-batil inna al-batil kana zahuqa. In another place, Allah said, Yakzubu fayad maghu fayza huwa zahiqu. The day the Prophet Muhammad finally took over Makkah and he came inside the Kaaba. He met over 360 idols inside the Kaaba. With his staff that he was holding, he was just pointing to each of them. Just hit each one to fall down. Ja'a al-haqq wa zahaqa al-batil inna al-batil kana zahuqa. Ja'a al-haqq wa zahaqa al-batil inna al-batil kana zahuqa. Ja'a al-haqq wa zahaqa al-batil inna al-batil kana zahuqa. All the ideas. One by one, that's how you get to all of them until you are falling down. You will never see idol in Kaaba again until the day of judgment. When I eat, it will not return. All of us should know this. Even all these idols people are worshipping, is it going to go? It's a question of time, inshallah.
قل إن ضللت فإنما أضل على نفسي وإن اهتديت فبما يوحي إلي ربي إنه سميع قريب.
قل إن ضللت فإنما أضل على نفسي وإن اهتديت فبما يوحي إلي ربي إنه سميع قريب. O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them this. In the love too, if I am astray and have gone astray, فَإِنَّمَا أَدِلُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي, I am myself that have gone astray. When he did it too, but if I am guided, it's not by myself. فَإِمَا إِهِ إِلَيَا رَبِّي. It's because of the inspiration that Allah has sent to me. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ. Allah is hearing me. قَرِيبٌ. And is close to me. Here, first one said, هو على كل شيء شهيد. Allah is present, is witnessing. Here he said, إنه سميع, is hearing, قريب, is close. You can see how we should learn character. He said, إن كل إن دلت if I am astray, I have gone astray, فإنما أدل على نفسي, is because of myself, is the imperfection in me. But if I get guided, it's because of what Allah has sent to me. You wouldn't say if I am astray, it's Allah. If I, no. Ma asabaka min musibatin wa ma kasabat aydikum. Whatever happens to you that is evil, it's your hand that draw it to you. So he's telling the Quraysh, tell them. You can say I'm astray. If I'm astray, so be it. It's me that has imperfection, not God. Because whatever is not a human being and it's not genuine, look at the system that Allah has put them in. It's perfect. You see, the sun will come out at its proper time, in the proper season. The moon will come out in the proper time, in proper season. The air is always balanced. The whole universe is moving, steady. And everything is going on, complementing one another. It's only the human being that is given the choice of go right or go left that you see distorting nature. Nothing else in nature is distorted. So everything that you see goes wrong is because of the wrong in us. Yet just because we are given the opportunity. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah has created death and created mind just to test us. If you like, follow the correct way. إما شاكراً وإما كفوراً. Or if you don't want, go the other way. This choice was given to only human being and the jinn. It was not given to any other person. That's why you find the whole other system, the angels, the firmament, the sun, the moon, the stars, all is working in unison and working like that. And all are serving mankind. You, the mankind that is this earth, that you are giving kingdom, إِنَّا جَعَلُوا بِالْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, and you have been made to be Khalifa of Allah on earth, it is you that will spoil it. the same art that is for you. Interlaced with my healer of the in our Sami'un Qareeb. Allah is hearing, is close. Always know this, Allah is close. Where is Allah like Ibadi and me? There is a Qareebun. Ujibu Da'at Da'i Zad Aam. Always call to Allah. He is close by you. He will answer you.
وَلَوْ تَرَاءِ فَزِعُوا فَلَا فَوْتَ وَأُخِذُوا مِنْ مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ
وَلَوْ تَرَاءِ فَزِعُوا فَلَا فَوْتَ وَأُخِذُوا مِنْ مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ Oh, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ تَرَاءِ why you to see is فَزِعُوا when they will face with dread and fear. Falaf out, that day they cannot escape anybody. Waqizu, they will be seized in Makaran Qareeb, in a very close, at a very close range. When is this? The verse of Allah is being asked to imagine it. Walau tari is for you. A day will come, these people that are coming, talking to you anyhow they wish to talk, you will see one day when dread, you will be faced with dread and fear. That day, it will not be an easy thing. This happened on the day of Badr. When they saw the war, despite their number of up to 1,000, despite that Muslims are just about 313, when they saw the injury that is being inflicted on them, 70 of them have been killed, over 70 have been held captive, others are injured. When they saw it, the dread. This man that we drove away from our town is one that has inflicted this injury on us? No. Or is it when a person is going to die, who wallowed in what he calls enjoyment, drinking, even blood of human beings, punishing this, doing whatever he wants because he has money, until the day he sees the angel of death. And the dread, you can see it in his face. Some will be eating up their bed. Some will be hearing bad shouting from them. O Prophet, were you to see such a day? Or is it on the day of judgment when they are seeing hell? There is no way they have to enter it. The Prophet is being asked to imagine all this. Allahu Ta'ala is for you. Allah out that day there is no way of escape for any of them. O Khizu, they will be held, seized in Makani Qareeb, in a very close range. Where are they going to? All of us, these are admonitions for all of us. Let's not wait until there is no way out. Allah will give you a long rope to pull. I used to tell the children, I said, when you are saying the names of Allah, the 99 names of Allah, Hu Allahu Allazi, La ilaha illa huwa, what the first thing he said, Ar-Rahman, merciful. Merciful. He will continue to call all the names, all, at the end, what will he really end up with? As-Sabur. Very patient. Allah will give you a long rope to pull. But don't overshoot it. Because there is a time that there is a point of no return. Don't get there.
وقالوا
آمنا به وأن لهم تناوش من مكان بعيد. Oh, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that day when they are faced with dread, when they cannot return, it's a point of no return, this is what they will say. وقالوا آمنا به. Oh Allah, we believe in him. We believe in him. Allah is saying, فَأَنَّيْلَا مُتَنَاوُشُ. Where is it there for them now that they can take anything with ease? مِنْ مَكَارِمْ بَعِيدٍ. From a very far distance. Huh? Today something is close to you. Take it. With ease. تَنَاوُشُ is تَنَاوُ. For you to take something. But with ease, it's close to you, just take it. But when you have, there is a big distance between you and it, how do you take it? Today, people are preaching to you, say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, say it, enter Islam. You are a Muslim, have patience, have patience. Whatever you refuse to have patience for tomorrow, you will see worse than that and there will be no room for patience. If you are faced with difficulty, say you are going to commit suicide, you will commit suicide, you will end up with Allah, you will go to hell, there you can commit suicide. Whenever the skin is burnt, it will be replaced with another skin for you to feel the punishment again. It's forever. That what you couldn't have patience in that time, you will see it now. Again, Allah has set up His world in a natural disposed manner. Follow it. Look at most of us. A child, the ulama, including Sheikh Kibari, as he used to say it, the best place for a child is in the school. The best place for a woman is in her house. The best place for an elderly person is in the mosque. Somebody who is strong, let him be in the market. You can't have a young child, a small child was given to you. The time you should stand, educate him, control him, make him to be well brought up in good moral, you don't, you are pampering him. Until when he has outgrown you now, you now want him to obey you. Where? This child was before very close to you. He can't even tell you that he wants to ease himself or he wants to go to the toilet. He will pass it, you will clean him. He grows up. He doesn't know his left and right. You are the one to give him food. And all this period, it's easy for you to make him and bring him morally upright. You did not do it. You are busy looking for money. You are busy looking for position. Whereas Allah has given you a big position in your own house. Because this children that Allah gave you is a big position. You are already a leader in your own life. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. All of you have been given a responsibility to look after, and you will be asked according to as to those responsibilities. You did not do it. You are doing other things. Or you are a child. You are taking to school. The teacher is there teaching now. Forget about it. Put your phone down. It's not the time for you to look at the phone. It's not the time for you to browse. Listen to your teacher now. It will enter your head easily. You did it. You are playing. When the exam is closed, then you went, you could copy all the notes of your friends. You want to share with them. How can you get this knowledge easily now? It's not possible. You will only stress yourself, stress yourself, stress yourself. You will come and fail. Then you go and meet the teacher. Please, I was sick. This, help me. It's remaining 3 or 4 months for me to pass. Where were you? Or is it that you are a lady? It's time for you to get married. You didn't get married. I am coming. Very easy for you to take in at the age of 16, 17. No, I am coming. I have not seen Mr. Wright. You are in Uno, I'm in university, I'm studying. No, I want to get work first. No, how about the person who is marrying me? I want to know what he has. Until you are at the age of 28, 30. Then you now get married. To have a child is not difficult. It was so easy for you to have gotten pregnant when you are at the age of 15, 16, you refused. Or it is you. You are given an opportunity, you have gotten work to do. You are given work. Instead of you to work honestly and face your work, you are thinking of how to cut corners and cheat and steal. At the end, you are caught up. You are sent away from your work. You are saying, how can I be taken back? All these things Allah is telling us. What are you telling us? This is what is going to happen to you, like we have just passed. You will be blaming others for your own failure. Whereas it is you. In another place, they will say, oh Allah, we have seen the truth today. And we have heard, Farjina, take us back to the world. Wallahi, we are going to do good work. They are nice. Wallahu rudduna adu liman hu anhu. Allah said, if I take them back, they will return back. So all of us, today is the time for hearing. Today is the time for obeying. Today is the time for correcting ourselves, not tomorrow. A time will come, you cannot do it. One day, we went to visit one of our friends who used to come here for tafsir. And you can see the pain in him. He can't come for tafsir again. The pain in him, he can't stand up to pray. The pain in him, he can't do acts of worship. I asked him, I said, when you had the strength, you don't miss tafsir here. When you had the strength, you used to pray on time. You used to fast all the time. Now you can't do it. Rest yourself. Allah is telling you that He is one that does it, not you. Now that you cannot do it, Allah will get angels to do it on your behalf. Because when you have the opportunity, you are doing it. That's the difference between a 10-year appointment and a part-time appointment. A 10-year appointment, you said you are going to do something until you die or until you retire. Any day you are sick, they still pay you a salary. They will give you sick leave. The same thing with Allah. You only worship Allah for 70 years. But when you go to paradise, you are expecting yourself to be there forever. Why? Because you never had intention of leaving the worship, even if you are to live for 1 million years. So if Allah is also rewarding you, He will not also reward you for a part time, He will reward you forever. All these things, we should do things at the correct time. That's why Allah is asking, is telling the Prophet Islam. وَلَوْ تَرَيْ إِسْفَدِهُ فَلَعْفَوْتِ وَقُذُ الْمَكَانِ قَرِيبُ وَقَالُ آمَ النَّبِي. It is that they will say, we believe in him. Ha'a وَهَنِي لَهُمْ تَنَاوُشِ. This is now the hereafter. مِنْ مَكَانِ بَعِيدِ. You are supposed to have faith in the world. It's so far away. Is that? May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah make us to follow the correct path. May Allah show us the path of the truth and give us the strength to follow the path. May Allah show us the path of falsehood and strengthen us not to follow the path. May Allah bless us with patience. May Allah bless us with what we are looking for. All the prayers we are doing in this month of Ramadan, may Allah answer it. The food we are going to eat, may Allah give it to us. Our clothes, may Allah give it to us. Where we are sleeping, and may Allah give it to us. What we need to write, may Allah give it to us. In our working places, may Allah grant us successes. In our schools, may Allah grant us to come out well and pass our examinations. All of us that are looking for one thing or the other, the children that are looking for admission, may Allah give them. The men that are looking for wives, may Allah give them. The women that are looking for husbands, may Allah give them. Those that are looking for work, may Allah give us good works. Those that are looking for the Prophet, may Allah give up all of us the Prophet. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah bring Nigeria back to a better country. May we see peace and security in Nigeria. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah take all those that are intending evil for Islam, intending evil for Nigeria, may Allah cast them away from us. May Allah strengthen those that are assisting Islam, that are assisting our country. May Allah reward all our ulama. May Allah make us to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make us to end our life in statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata alladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatih ma ughliq. الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره بالدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.